Now, down the East Coast in New Jersey, the governor, John Corzine, has floated a plan to make money off some of the state's roads. He wants to solve some of his state's financial problems with a plan to lease or sell the toll roads. It's unclear how New Jerseyans would respond to anybody messing with the New Jersey Turnpike. Nancy Solomon reports.
It just might be one of the ugliest stretches of road in the country. But when Michael Rockland was researching his book, Looking for America on the New Jersey Turnpike, he found a strange beauty in the industrial landscape that fits well with the state's self-deprecating humor.
The best kind of revenge is to not flee from your attackers, but embrace what they're saying. You know, instead of taking offense at what exit jokes, embrace the what exit jokes. Which is exactly that kind of New Jersey moxie, the kind of thing that puts out a T-shirt that says, New Jersey, only the tough survive, or Bruce Springsteen.
New Jersey Turnpike, I don't know when I...
Or The Sopranos. They're all linked to a kind of a tough guy image of New Jersey. Instead of defensively saying, you're wrong about us, we celebrate ourselves, warts and all. And I think the Turnpike is part of that.
The New Jersey Turnpike is very central to our psyche because it unites all of New Jersey.
Tom Limoncelli is a computer consultant with a website called whatexit.org. He worries that selling or changing the name of the Turnpike would spoil references to the road in popular culture, like the film Being John Malkovich.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal. And it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
I want to wake up where the diners do not close. Take the turnpike past exit 13, holding my nose.
The highway is central in Joe Piscopo's satire of Sinatra's classic, renamed NJNJ. Of course, for many New Jerseyans, the Turnpike will always be the Turnpike, no matter what it's named or who owns it. Whatever the scenario, it's fairly certain the tolls will be rising. So maybe that will be Jersey's ultimate comeback, since half of all the paying customers are from out of state. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in South Orange, New Jersey. That's exit 15.